You are totally convinced that some people are being demonically possessed, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely.
This possession, why? What do they want? What are these spirit beings, these entities, what do they want? Why possess somebody?
The main factor with this is to wear down an individual and to be able to gain control of them.
Physically, or do they just simply want the soul when the person passes on?
Well, they want the soul while they're alive, and they want to gain control of that individual. And the purpose of that is to basically be concealed, and they can do things behind the scenes. Now, here's something I'm going to throw out at you. I refer to this as transient possession, where there are individuals that can and do bring these in and out of them. And that is an extremely, extremely difficult type of situation to work with.
Have you ever seen, John, marked physical changes on someone who's possessed?
I have seen people's skin welt up. I've seen things, their skin welt up where words would come up. I've seen people literally have scratches appear on them. I've heard people speak, and it's something that just always will remain with you. They are speaking. The voices come from above them, below them, and around them. And the best way I can describe it is almost like stereo. But, George, it's voices that you just don't forget.
Oh, I can imagine. Oh, you know, the late Reverend Walter Halloran, he was one of the priests at the exorcism in St. Louis, the one that the book and the movie was loosely based on, where in the movie they had the little girl. In real life, it was a boy, and he witnessed and said, and this is, I'll never forget this, he observed streaks and arrows like the words hell that would rise up on the child's skin. Now that, John, is chilling.
When you see this and you're witness to these things occurring, George, it alters you. It alters what we've been taught. It alters our psyche evaluation, if you will, the way you perceive things. And you, no matter who you are, no matter which way you look at this, one of the key things I've always tried to share with everybody I work with and different organizations is always have a respect for what these things can and will do to individuals.
What does science say about this? What do psychiatrists say about this?
George, that's even changed. I am intermingling with psychiatrists, therapists, ones that work within the church, and their theories and their logic tells them one thing from a scientific approach. But on the other hand, they can't explain what is happening to these people that they're counseling. I've even seen a change in that these days. So, you know, I have to sit back and chuckle and say, well, yes, these things occur. And the one common thread that they all say to me, they go, but we can't accept this professionally. That has to be torment within itself.
Absolutely. Now, do you find that those psychiatrists who really do not have a spiritual background are more apt to say what you just said?
Yes, absolutely.
I would think so. If they had more of a foundation, I think they'd understand this, they'd believe this, I think, a little better.
But that I have heard them all say, here's another common thread, they have to sit back and evaluate. They have to evaluate the way they thought about something for the past 20, 30 years. They have to take this into consideration now. They all say the same thing. We are now altered. And I'll go, yes.
Is this possession of people, is the possession by the devil, or some other entity, some nameless entity that is existing somewhere in these other realms?
My theory is, and this has been said to me by many clergy, John, if Satan ever comes out, run, because that is your highest key that there is.
I don't think any exorcist on this planet could fight Satan. Or am I wrong?
Oh, George, I wish I could answer that. That is one question that I could say I couldn't even answer something to that degree. What we do have is different levels of these demonic entities, if you will. And the different levels do achieve different assignments. And the more you move up that ladder, the more strength and the more power that these individual demonic things have that inhabit these individuals and cause some of the things to occur. When you're dealing with an individual, usually it's the oppression state where most of us get involved, and that's the tormenting stage, and the things are occurring, the people are being totally tormented physically, mentally, you name it. That's the time when we're involved. And when that is occurring, you're going to have multiple levels of these deities, if you will, that are tormenting those people. And they try to inhabit that individual. Now, another very key thing, and it took me years to understand this, is that when a person is possessed, it's multiples. And sometimes it can take several exorcisms to be able to strip that back down and remove them. And I could not quite understand that when I was a lot younger. I would say, why? Why isn't this exorcism working? Why isn't this person freed of this, if all this is real? And priests, ministers, rabbis all explain it the same way. John, you have to keep removing the layers. You have to keep removing the different deities that are with these individuals.